From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Federal Aviation Administration is trying to find out why a Northwest Airlines jet overflew its Minneapolis destination by 150 miles on Wednesday night before turning back and landing safely. Pilots say they became distracted by a heated conversation about airline policy. But Mary Schiavo, a former inspector general for the Transportation Department, suspects something else.
This is a long time to be out of radio contact for a discussion about company rules. I will suspect that it was fatigue and that they were asleep, unless it was one heck of an argument.
The FAA says it is looking into fatigue as a possible factor. Congress has enacted a long-sought expansion of the definition of hate crimes to include violence inflicted due to the victim's sexual orientation. It was a victory for gay rights advocates, but conservatives denounced the measure and voted against the defense bill to which it was attached. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
The Senate's 29 votes against the defense bill containing the hate crimes provision were all cast by Republicans, including South Carolina's Jim DeMint.
Well, this provision serves as a warning to people not to speak out too loudly about their religious views, lest federal agents come knocking at their door.
DeMint's assertion that the hate crimes measure punishes thoughts was sharply refuted by Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin.
It would punish violent acts only, not beliefs. No federal prosecution could take place under the provision unless the Justice Department certifies that the state in which the hate crime occurred either does not have the jurisdiction, has asked the federal government to assume jurisdiction, or has failed to vindicate the federal interest against hate crime-motivated violence.
The measure is expected to be signed into law by President Obama. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be speaking on Cape Cod this morning. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports from Chatham, Massachusetts.
In his second outing of the week, Bernanke will address a Boston Federal Reserve Bank conference in Chatham, Massachusetts, on the lessons of the financial crisis. Earlier this week, at a San Francisco Fed conference, Bernanke stressed the importance of reducing imbalances between the U.S. and its trading partners for avoiding future crises. Today, he is expected to talk about how financial supervision and regulation can be improved to prevent the kind of excesses that led to the crisis of the past 2 years. Bernanke has previously urged the creation of a resolution mechanism so that large insolvent financial institutions can be dismantled in an orderly way. And he has supported calls for the Fed to be given a greater role in overseeing the health of the overall financial system. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Chatham.
And a House committee has approved creation of a new federal agency to regulate home loans, credit cards, savings accounts, and other financial services. From Washington, this is NPR News. A new report on the future of NASA says the space agency does not have the budget to meet its stated goal of returning astronauts to the moon by 2020. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
An expert panel convened by the White House last spring has issued a 155-page final report. The report is called Seeking a Human Spaceflight Program Worthy of a Great Nation. It says that a lot has changed in the 5 years since President Bush set NASA on a course to retire the space shuttle, build new rockets, and return to the moon. Norm Augustine chaired the panel.
I think there is argument that it was a sensible program to begin with. There is a real question whether it's a sensible program today or not, and that's the tough issue that NASA is going to have to deal with in the White House.
The report lays out options for President Obama to consider, like alternatives to the new rockets that NASA has in the works, and other possible destinations than the moon, like near-Earth asteroids. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
At least 7 people were killed today in Pakistan when a suicide bomb exploded near a major Air Force complex. Government officials blame the Pakistani Taliban. Another bomb exploded hours later outside a restaurant in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Injuries are reported, but no deaths. Stock prices rose in Asia today after some positive earnings reports from U.S. and Asian companies. Japan's Nikkei average closed up fractionally, and analysts expect European markets to trade higher today. On Wall Street yesterday, investors jumped back in after a few days of losses. They drove the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 132 points to 10,081. The S&P 500 was up 12 points, the NASDAQ Composite up 15. This is NPR News.